The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Good afternoon, good day to you all. Today's a sad day today, guys. Do you know why? Because I'm all by myself. I was going to sing. I did do a vocal warm-up, but I thought, no, you know what? As I'm alone, it's a twosome thing. And the reason why I'm by myself is because I have no fucking idea. Pete, I imagine, is laid in bed, or maybe not. Maybe he's in a rave. He's somewhere in the world doing something way more fun than working with me. So I'm sure he'll join us at some point. But for now, guys, it is just me. So, weird and wonderful dating news. Usually, Pete and I just read something to each other that is weird and definitely wonderful from the world. But this particular week, we have got a guest on. Her name is Summer Fox. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but she is hilarious. I'm not even sure she knows how funny she is, but she is going to be sharing her weird and wonderful dating news about a guy she met, a Canadian guy. I won't spoil it. I'll get her to follow to share her story. And we're going to talk to her. There she is. On
Hello. Side. I've watched you for years on First Date. So this feels like I know you.
Oh, bless you. Your haircut is amazing. Is that your au naturel?
No, God. Yeah, I dyed it red like 2 months ago and it fades out into this nice Albany colour.
Oh, it's lush. You've got full on winter vibes. I really like it.
Thank you.
Apologies that Pete's not here. I'm sure he might join at some point, but for now, you know, we're just letting
him crack on. So is this his job? Is he not paid to be here?
Yeah, he's absolutely paid to be here, but I feel like beer comes first. Actually, no, I'm going to go with tequila. I think tequila comes first. So we're going to let him do what he needs to do, and then he might join. Who knows?
To be fair, I prefer it because it's like a girly chat now. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he's a bit sarcastic. He'd be there chiming in, wouldn't he?
Well, I can get the juice now because I've watched your stories, your TikTok, and honestly, firstly, I'm fascinated with you. Like, you're hilarious, and I don't know if you know how funny you are, but I'm like, is this a real story? Or is this like, I mean, I love it. It's like you're in a fairy tale, which is how I live my life. So can you just share a little bit about the Matt? I'm going to call him the Matt because he's famous now.
Well, basically, I got sacked on the Monday 2 weeks ago. Right. I went into work, they sacked me in the morning, got sent straight home.
Well, and what were you doing? What was the job?
It was office manager, and I've been in that same field for years, right? But I'd been feeling so down and like moody with it. So when they sacked me, I didn't actually care. I actually felt freedom. So that's when I went home and made a TikTok about being sacked. And everyone seemed to like really relate with the freedom thing. Like, yeah, who cares actually? Let's have a break. So that went a little bit virally. So then the next day, when I ended up going on this Hinge date with the Canadian, a random Canadian off Hinge, I was basically on the train and I just said, hi guys, just checking in, second day of unemployment, I'm already on the way to a Hinge date with a Canadian. And I was like, you know what, like, who cares, now I'm unemployed, I might end up in Canada. Now the possibilities are endless.
I mean, yes, I love your thinking.
Yeah, so, and then
been fired, let's get to Canada. I mean, why not?
Yeah, so, and it was Winter Wonderland. He'd never heard of Winter Wonderland because he's Canadian. So we'd only had a brief conversation on Hinge. And I'm like, right, let's go out tomorrow. Like, I've got no time to waste. I need excitement in my life. And he's like, I don't even know what Winter Wonderland is. What the hell? Blah, blah, blah. So then it must have started to go viral, that TikTok that I made on the train when, you know, I was traveling there or when I was in Winter Wonderland. But I only noticed when I pulled it out on the date with Matt and was like, oh my God, we're going viral. On the first date.
He knows nothing about the fact that you're talking about him at this point. Like, he's like, I'm going to meet this lovely girl from Hinge. Mm. And then he's like, oh, I'm like viral on the internet.
Yeah, it could have ruined everything, really, if he was the kind of person. He'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
you're all right,
yeah.
And I was slagging him off in it as well a little bit, wasn't I?
Brilliant. Yeah, as we
Because I was like, he's love bombing me, like saying, oh, if it goes well, you can move to Canada with me and all this stuff, like mugging him off.
I mean, but did he actually say this? He actually said
we'd had one conversation on Hinge the night before. And he literally said to me in that conversation, he was like, I know this is coming on a bit strong. He was like, but when I know, I know.
Oh my God.
And I was like, But I kind of had a feeling as well. You know, you just get an instinct that it's going to go well. Yeah. And so as soon as I see him, you know, don't you? Girls know in the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was in a film because of his accent. You get it, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you like, what did you do? Did you kiss him? Did you hug him? Did you shake hands? What did you do?
Went straight in for the kiss, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a Canadian thing, isn't it? Because they speak French, don't they? So actually, that makes sense now. Kiss, one kiss.
Yeah, and it wasn't awkward. It was straight away, like, it felt like we were in a film.
Did he take control of it? Did he, like...
Yeah, he took control. He bought all the drinks. And I just said to him, I feel like I'm in a film. And he was like, so do I, though. Like, I guess for them, it feels like they're in, like, I don't know. I was going to say Made in Chelsea, but they don't watch that.
It feels like they're Made in Chelsea. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So then the date went so well. Now we've gone viral, so it's a little bit extra adrenaline. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we take a TikTok in Winter Wonderland to update the people, right?
Oh,
so now it's all going off. And now everyone's commenting like, oh, my God, you need to update us. I'm invested in this situation and blah, blah, blah. So then the next day he was going to Manchester with his friends. He was leaving London. So he was like, do you want to come? So I was like, yeah. So I got the train to Manchester the next day.
Well, I met him.
Yeah, stayed in their Airbnb with them, yeah. I basically, like, bombarded their whole boys' holiday. And no one had a problem with it because I was like, oh, Matt's in love with you. Like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, we only have a week because he was leaving on Sunday.
Okay, so you had to really pack it in.
Pack it in. So literally, we had 2 days in Manchester to fall in love.
Right, which happened, yeah.
Which basically happened, you know. Yes. Obviously, I'm a bit dramatic because I like to, when I'm in a moment, you feel like you're in love, don't you?
Yeah,
when you step away, you're like, right, I need to, you know, rationalise this. Surely not.
This is such a love story. I'm like envious of your life right now.
No, but people was commenting saying, no, you've made this up. This is all like set up and blah, blah, blah. But no.
So did you actually get Matt on your TikTok? Did like people see Matt?
He's been in it from the Winter Wonderland, and he doesn't care. He loves it. Like, he loves it. And I've never had someone like that before. Usually boys are a bit like, get that camera out my face. But yeah, that's never going to work with me because I love it. I love to share.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. So, sorry, carry on. So after Manchester, I'm so invested in this.
So after the 2 days in Manchester, obviously the whole time we're laying in bed having the deep chats and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, what's going to happen? Sure. You've got to go back on Sunday. He was like, right, we can come up with a plan. Like, I've been wanting to go travelling for so long. And I was like, me too. Right, and I have savings, that's why I don't care about being unemployed for a while. And he's been saving specifically for traveling as well. So we were like, we could just like fly to Bali. And his mates were like, yeah, like do it, or I could go back to Canada with him. But after we like checked all the border control and stuff like that, it's not so simple anymore, is it? Like, you have to apply,
bit of prep, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that was a bit extreme. So we came back to London together. I had one final date. I took him to London Tombs, you know, the scary thing, because he doesn't know anything. And it went for really like, and obviously they pick you out in those situations, don't they?
Yeah,
to stand up and that, because he was Canadian, they were like, but he loved it. And oh my God, I have to tell you this, right? So I had like, you know, them Lulabelle's ponytails on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the mazes, in these scary mazes, in these horror experiences where they chase you with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
This girl blew this thing that had like strong air coming out of it, and it blew my ponytail off in the middle of the maze, right? Is there a worse thing on a date that could happen?
Oh my God.
So I'm running through the maze like this with chainsaw.
Trying to hold your weave on.
Yeah, and Matt's like, what? But anyway.
What happened to your hair?
Like, you still look beautiful. He's so romantic. They're just different. They're not like the English boys. Yeah. And I love a cringe.
Yeah.
Is that your type as well? Or do you like
I do. Pizza? I mean, I just like to know where I stand. And when someone's just like, you're amazing, and they just keep telling you're amazing, I'm like, oh, bring it. Like, you can say that all day, every day, in that accent if you want. Like, I'm fully fine with it.
Exactly. But then you have to think about the love bombing thing. You're like, is this just what they do to everyone? Do you know what I mean? But I don't really think of it.
I feel like this is special. I feel like this is a special moment for you. Yeah. I feel like this could be something. So
same.
How have you left it?
So obviously every
not
single day
to Bali.
Like, we're not going to Bali because he's gone. This was like a week ago. He went back on the Sunday, and we've just FaceTimed it like every day ever since. He's really good. He's not like dropped the contact or anything.
Yeah.
And we've decided that we're going to go to Thailand on the first week of January. and just like see what happens.
Are you actually going to do this? Like, is this like, are you
It's set in stone.
Oh my God. 1st of January. So you're going to spend basically your New Year's with him ish. Yeah,
well, okay. ish. I wanted to go next week, but he said that's a bit extreme. No one can quite match my levels.
Yeah, no, look, I want to go tomorrow. I want to go now.
Yeah, I wanted to go now because as a girl, we get worried they're going to change their mind, don't they? Like, don't we?
Yeah, of course. You know,
I don't like it.
Seal the deal, like lock them in somehow.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for him to book his flight because.
Yeah. When he books his, that means
I'll
that's like for you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I love it. But, so is he your future then? Is this like, is he your one? Is he your person?
I hope so. Because I've been single for 4 years and I do these dates all the time. And it definitely feels different. Do you know what I mean? Like the effort is so reciprocated. There's been all these synchronicities and stuff if you're into signs.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, no, I mean, I look for them and I find a sign. I'm like, today the sign is mobile phones. If I see mobile phones, that's a sign that I'm on the right track.
Exactly.
I carry my mobile phone, do you know what I mean?
And that's manifesting, isn't it?
That's how I feel. That is exactly how I feel.
I opened up my journal the other day because I always manifest and I always do like my dream person.
Yeah.
And I realised I wrote in it 2 weeks ago, which I obviously forgot about, but I found it. And I literally listed out him, like literally him. And I was like, I want to meet this person before New Year's Eve. I said that. And it literally came true. And I put in all this on TikTok as well. And everyone's like, I'm going to cry if you're not on the plane. I'm going to die. Like, this is the new keeping up with the Kardashians, but we want to keep up with you. I'm like, what the fuck? So now I feel like I've got too many eyes on it now. Like, if we do break up or something, we're not even together, but if we do break up,
You're basically together. You might not have said the words, but you're
then I'll have to like publicly announce it as if I'm some celebrity or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, this is amazing. I love that Matt like is like into this though, because like you said, some guys are a bit like TikTok or phones. I'm on your socials. I love that he's fully invested.
Yeah, he's actually, have you seen his videos?
No. Oh my God, are you on his videos?
Yeah, he made a TikTok account, especially because all the fans were like, please get Matt to make one and blah, blah, blah. So I'd be like, you'd be silly not to. So he made one and done his side of the story with like the little details and stuff.
I love this guy.
You're going to love him. Watch it after. You're going to love him.
Okay, I'm going to. Is this like your normal dating life? Like, are you normally this spontaneous?
Oh yeah, I've been second date on a plane before. I've been down to Leeds for a first date from Tinder before. I feel like it's all about the risk in life.
So what? So you'll be chatting and someone's like, do you want to come meet? And you're like, yeah, are you London based, are you?
I'm South East London, yeah.
So you'll just get on a train and be like, yep, I'll turn up and just see how it goes.
Yeah, but it has to be like a really, you know, you have to have that feeling like it's going to be something special, even if it's not like you're going to end up with them forever. You know, it's going to be funny. Like, you know, it's going to be a story.
Yeah,
because I think it's worth it for the story. Look what can happen. All of a sudden, I've got 70,000 followers overnight from one video.
Shut up. Are serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I've made the playlist on TikTok now, so you can literally watch it unfold, like in chronological order since I was sacked. So that's what I think people love it.
There is so many elements to this story, like even just getting fired. Like, do your bosses know about this? Like, do they know that you're sort of like, or old bosses, should I say? Do they know that you're like, basically, thank you for firing me because now I've met Matt?
Well, I kind of checked in and asked him I texted him, said, when's payday, by the way? And he was like, it's this day. How's life? And I was like, yeah, met the love of my life and I'm going to Thailand in 2 weeks. He's probably like, yeah, all right.
Oh my God, this story is just brilliant. I love that your energy is just like, fuck it, because dating is hard. Like, once you, and you do it a lot, and like you said, you've been single 4 years. After 4 years, it can get a bit like, right, what am I doing with my life? I love that you're still like, you're up for it. Like, I bet you're an amazing date to go on as well. I bet you have a lot of fun.
Do you know what? And if a date's ever shit, I feel like I make up for it, if I'm being honest, because I can save it, because I've had so much experience. Some boys, they're just like mute, or they don't know what to say. You can tell they're nervous when you've been on so many dates, you know how to
how often do you date then? How many dates you go on a month?
No, do you know what? It's not that bad. When I was first single, like 4 years ago, I used to have at least 2 a month because you can get addicted to it, can't you? Scrolling on Tinder and stuff. But after 2 years, I got burnt out with it and I thought, yeah, exactly what you said. What am I doing?
Is not that much. Bloody hell, you should talk to Pete.
Do you not think?
I feel like it is, but like in the standard of like dating Pete. World, my God, people go on like 2 dates a day and that's like the norm. It's like, no, that's like 2 hours of you, 2 hours of you. And I'm like, I haven't got enough time in my day to be spending 4 hours with someone, like two different people.
I don't,
what I've said. I remember,
but you know
what? Them.
Yeah, it's because we're hot girls though. So we've got to be particular.
That is exactly what, do you know what? You've nailed it. Thank you for reminding
Where's
me.
Pete?
I nearly forgot. Yeah.
Pete, you know, he's a man.
Pete, I mean, yeah, he's just not that picky. He's just like, yeah, she'll do. Yeah, yeah.
And this is why their dates are shit. And this is why people moan, because they're not being particular enough and they're not being daring enough.
Well, you, honey, are honestly, I mean, if it's not Matt, whoever it is going to be one lucky motherfucker, because you are lovely. You're gorgeous and lovely. So thank you for sharing your story. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Have you found love recently?
No, not recently. No, I'm always in love, or I think I'm always in love. You know, when you're like, yeah, him. Me. Oh, is that love? Sure.
Me too, I get you.
He's pending. However, funny you say Bali, because I'm actually going to Bali today. So
what?
Yeah, I know. So
that's a sign.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, it's a sign. So if Thailand doesn't work, feel free to come to Bali. Maybe it will happen, because I'm sure Thailand and Bali aren't that fast. If you guys end up in Thailand, don't feel it's for you. Just nip over to Bali, because when you're already over there and you're already traveling, it's fine.
That's the plan. Anyway. That's already the plan. We're doing 3 weeks in Bali and then going straight, 3 weeks in Thailand and straight to Bali.
I will see you there. I'll see you both there.
And you can be in the TikTok.
Oh, I love it. This is great. This is meant to be. Signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, my lovely. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I really appreciate you sharing.
No worries. Good luck in your search for love. I'll see you in Bali. Yeah.
Oh, I'll get there. Thank you.
How'd Take you turn care. This off? Do you actually have to turn it off?
I think you just have to turn it off. Press that button.
Oh, I feel sad. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, that was the absolutely lovely, lovely summer. I mean, how daring is that? I think it's quite incredible. Firstly, even like her saying about she goes on dates and goes to Leeds. Like, I wouldn't do that, because I think, unless I've been chatting to someone for maybe... I don't know. It would have to be like a solid month before I decide that I'm going to leave London and go somewhere, just in case, like, I don't know, they don't turn up or whatever. But I just love how daring she's been. And I actually believe that she would go to Thailand. I actually believe that she would go to Bali, wherever it's going to be, to be with this guy. That's pretty fucking amazing, isn't it? Well, thank you very much, Summer. I'm going to live vicariously through you, because I think your dating life is a little bit more exciting than mine is. And then I guess, well, Pete's still not fucking here. So it looks like I'm going to be talking to our guests again solo. I might sing towards the end if I feel the vibe, but I will let you all know. So just to add some, just to sprinkle on some fun to today, as you know, we do pre-record this show, and we're having a little bit of a meltdown right now. For once, it's not a technical problem. It's actually Pete. Pete has just decided, like I said, he would just be rather drinking tequila, probably on a beach, could be on a sunbed. I reckon he's on a sunbed, actually. I reckon Pete is on a sunbed drinking a shot. And he's watching his phone go off and he's just thinking, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm cold. It's December. He is a little bit of a Scrooge. So that's probably why he's just thought, fuck him. So what we are going to do, we are going to bring Summer back because, oh, I forgot to say as well, our guest has just cancelled on us. I say us, me. So I could drag this out. I'm very good at chatting shit. But I quite like Summer, so she has been an absolute, she's being her, spontaneous, and we're going to bring her back, and I'm going to have a little chat with her. We're going to get some girl goss, some juice, I'm going to hear about some more of her stories because I feel like she has got some epic ones in the bag. And that's the way the show's going to go. So, Summer, whenever you're ready, come back and talk to me.
I can't believe this.
You're fucking, honestly, you are saving me right now because I can chat shit for England, but I thought it would be more fun to chat shit with you. So thank you for being, if anyone has just tuned in, Pete's fucked off. We've decided that he's having tequila on a sunbed, and Summer was our guest, and she is now just going to, she's going to chat with me for a bit because she's got some dating stories and I'd quite like to hear about them because you've inspired me a little bit. I'm not as spontaneous as you. I like to think I was until you told me that you were going to go to fucking Thailand and Bali. We're on first date. So tell me some more about your spontaneity. Like, why, where did, like, without going to, in fact, if you want to go low, you can go low, but were you always like this, or is this a newer thing? Has someone, like, did someone, an ex prompt you to do this? Like, where's this come from?
I think I've always been the same. All my family and friends, everything I've ever done, everyone around me has always says, you're mental, like, what are you doing? But I don't know. Like, I mean, I was in a relationship with my ex for 2 years when I was 18 to 20. So that was the entirety of my adult life, basically. I'd never been on a date with anyone else. So when when we broke up, I was so, like, sad, you know, first breakup ever. Yeah. But I thought, you know, it's time to go out and meet some people. And it does help you get over a breakup because you don't realise at that age the amount of different people that are out there. And all the different kind of connections you can have with people.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you said that because it's so true. I think we can get sort of tunnel vision sometimes of like, this is how it should be. But there are so many people, so many fun people to meet. And like, I don't know about you. I mean, if you're into manifestation and whatnot, I love the lessons that I learn from everyone. Mistake lesson, a lot of fucking errors I'm sure I've made with wonderful ex-boyfriends, but I've definitely learned something from them, either that they're just a fucking asshole or that I'm still great. So whichever way around you want to see it, there's always something to be learned from individuals, especially the fun ones, the nice ones.
Yeah, and people from different countries as well, they have different backgrounds and everyone has something different, one to teach you about yourself and also what you like in a person as well. So you have to go for, you literally, I feel like some people go into relationships when they're quite young, maybe 50, like when you're a teenager, and those people that have had those toxic relationships at a young age, by the time they're in their 20s, you see those kind of fading out a bit and they're leveling up. Do you know what I mean? All the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then there's girls that get into a first relationship when they're 21, but they're mentally, they're all the way back when they're a teenager because they haven't been through the shitheads yet.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think that you do one shithead and then you, and that's it. But no. I've got a really good, I've got a good old trend. I seem to go for like the same type. I think it's only like the last two boyfriends I've had that have actually been nice. And I'm like, are you all right? Like, are you like, I don't get it. You're like normal. Is there a thing here that I'm missing out on? But there are actually nice people in the world. And I think it's a phase. You have to kind of tick that annoying box, get it out of your system.
Yeah, like the full-on narcissists, they come quite early on in life. Like, we wouldn't accept that now, would we? Like a full-on prick.
No, now, God, no. I don't even think I could hold up a conversation with someone. Like, some of my exes, honestly, it's, like, fucking hilarious. You would not understand how I've even, like, 2.5 years, some of them, do you know what I mean? You think, why was my self-worth so low that I've accepted behavior like that? But
yeah, you have to start somewhere. And now when you hear those kind of people speak, you hear it's just absolute shit coming out their mouth, just repetitive, like, sorry, not, I feel like bad mentioning random people, but you know, like Stephen Bear, for example.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when he talks, it's like, that is just pure shit coming out of your mouth.
I know.
No depth whatsoever.
No. So, but I would have fully accepted that, like, at 18, at 16, 18, when I was, like, just, like, figuring out boys, I would have been like, oh, my God, I would have thought he's dreamy.
Yeah.
Now, not so much. You're into love languages, aren't you?
Massively. Oh, so and I just did a TikTok about it the other day.
Did you? Okay, yeah. So well, what did you say on your TikTok then? Do you know fully what yours are, or do they change?
Oh, fully. So I feel like there's five, isn't there? What are they?
Five.
Words of affirmation, physical touch.
Yeah, quality gifts. Time. Gifts. Yeah.
Acts of service.
That's it.
Yeah. So I feel like every relationship should have a bit of all of them, shouldn't they? Otherwise But there's usually one or two at the top. I feel like time is obvious, and I don't feel like it should even be an option because I feel like it's so obvious. But my top two are physical touch and words of affirmation. Like I have to be touched at all times.
Yeah.
And I have to be told I love you 10 times a day.
Oh my God, we're very similar. Like you said, quality time, I think it should be up there anyway. But I don't always think people know what quality time is, especially with phones. Because to me, quality time is like an A to B conversation. It's like, let's sit down and chat. Like, how's your day? Tell me about your childhood. Alexa, shut the fuck up. She always pipes up when I'm on here. She stops.
It's a sign.
For anyone that doesn't know, Alexa is not a dog or a cat. I wouldn't talk to a dog or cat like that. It's that annoying piece of equipment that just pops off. So yeah, quality time is an A to B conversation for me. It's like sitting down with someone and just investing in them, and not, you know, even if you're holding hands and walking down the street, holding hands, touch. I think it's so important. I get really frustrated when I'm dating someone and they're on their phone, or if I'm having a conversation, I'll just wait. I'm like, oh, no, you crack on, do what you need to do, and then we'll talk. And then
same.
And then they know.
Oh my God, so frustrating, honestly. My ex, we used to sit there at dinner, and it does get like that, like 2 years in or something. Yeah. They get a bit complacent, like, oh, what do we have to talk about? But I'd rather just across the dinner table, let's just hold hands and stare into each other's eyes. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, I know. I don't feel right if I'm not holding someone. I'm like, just hold my baby fingernail, like hold like a piece of my hair, whatever you need.
Oh, in the bed, like this.
Yeah, a toe, like an elbow. Like, I just need to know you're there. Don't come into my space in the bed, but like just stay there enough so I know that like you're there. I think it's like, it's a bond. Like, I feel like when I touch someone, I'm telling them how I feel about them.
And yes, I'm like, and that's your language. Yeah.
Read my mind. Like, read my mind. I'm like holding you. It means that I love you. I don't need to say it. However, I need to hear that back as well. Like the words of affirmation, pretty fucking important.
Yeah, I'm the same. So I'm not really good with the words. Like, I think I am, but it's because I've never actually had someone do it to me. So now when I hear the words, I'm like, oh, I don't know how to respond, actually.
Oh my God.
Like Matt, who we were talking about earlier, he's very like that. I've never had that so extreme. So we were laying in bed and he was like, oh my God, like, I'm so obsessed with you. You're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And then I just kind of go, oh, and just like rub his arm.
I'll just stroke you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, sometimes I just don't know what to say when you say that. And he's like, oh, it's
so
okay.
Is that why you said earlier that you felt like maybe it wasn't, you weren't sure, if it's genuine, because you're just not used to hearing someone say like, you're beautiful or you're lovely?
Yeah, maybe. I just feel like it's all a bit dramatic and it's just their game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, do you know what? I think that's a good question, because you don't really know until you know the person. Like, it's nice to hear, but it's like, okay, you're just saying that because you want something. But if you're not they're not promising anything, and you're not promising anything, you're just two people together, then just take the compliment.
Exactly. And I'm a bit cautious because my recent boyfriend, was only 2 months ago we broke up, and that was my first, sorry, when I said I've been single for 4 years, it's because I don't really count this one, because it was only a two-month whirlwind, similar to this. Do you know what I mean? This is my pattern. So I am a bit like, but it's not me that ruins it. It's usually them that turned out to be, you know, love bombing. So extreme, but didn't really mean it that much. They couldn't have done, otherwise they wouldn't have been gone. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So the recent boyfriend, he was an actor, and the first 2 months he was exactly, well, he was like Matt, the way he came across. He was obsessed, and we'd done a lot of spontaneous stuff in a short space of time. Went on holiday twice.
Wow. In 2 months?
On the second date we went on holiday, right? Met his whole family. He was like, this is someone I'm obsessed with her, and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you can feel the energy shift, you know, don't you? Like, when you just know. He didn't actually even do anything, but I could feel it in my bones. And his excuse was, oh, like, I'm having all these auditions come in recently for my job. Like, I don't know. I'm a bit worried about, like, the amount of time we're going to have together. And I'm like, well, that well, I wouldn't have been worried up till now because of your response to it. What you're telling me is the thing that's worrying me. You should be like, well, whatever happens, we're going to make it work. That's the words of affirmation
coming
exactly.
in. Exactly, that's what I need to hear. Yeah.
But no, it was the opposite of that. And then it was like 2 weeks, and then I cried. I remember when he said that to me, I cried and I was a bit vulnerable about it. And I was like, listen, I'm stressed out now because this is my first relationship in 4 years. And that just made him freak out even more, like pressure. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God, you're just trying to be honest. And he's like, oh God,
And then within the 2 weeks after that, we were broken up. Like, so it just shows how quickly things can change. But then also I got over it in one day because I knew that he weren't for me. Like,
I mean, that's amazing. You got over it in one day. But then also, I guess that kind of plays into the like, the fairy tale thing. Like, because we'd like, it's so good, and it's so great, and it's like, but are these feelings actually real? Like,
that's
coming from me
said.
As well. Like, coming from them and you. Know, is it all? Is it this honeymoon thing? And the honeymoon is the best part of every single relationship, like the bond you get after, I get, you know, time and trust and all the rest of it is incredible, but that honeymoon period, I think a lot of people chase, they try and recreate that. And that's why, I mean, I've dated a lot of fucking people, and as soon as you see that energy switch, like you said, and that kind of, they become a slightly complacent, or they are slightly resistant, or a wall or barrier goes up, and you think, no, hang on, this was so fun, like, I really liked this, like, we were having a great time, and then
and you cling on to it.
Yeah, and you're like, well, why can't I see you every day again, like every single fucking second of the day, and can't you hold my toe again, like all day, every day? I don't understand why, like, you don't want to touch me anymore. But I think it does. It is natural. It happens. What I try now do is just not, it sounds funny, but not have too much fun at the start, because I'm like, let's string it out. Like, if we're going to have 6 months of a honeymoon, let's string it out, because I'd rather have 6 months of you than have 2 weeks of fucking amazement and then you leave again.
So oh, great. Like, you're really putting this in my head now. This is the opposite of what I'm doing.
I know. Well, the thing, but I love that you're, I mean, you're probably doing it better than I am. This is because I'm probably slightly jaded with all these assholes that I meet. But there's nothing worse for me than that feeling of the switch off. They're like, oh no, he's got complacent. And then you think, oh, I've got nothing left to give. Like, I've given him all my good bits. Like, I've gone away with him. I've been fun. I've said all these things. I've met his family. And then it just, when that goes, that light sort of dims a bit. I'd rather just, like, string out the fun. I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong or right way of doing it. I think your way is more brave. I think you're being really brave for what you do. You just turn up, you give it your all. If it doesn't fucking work, it doesn't fucking work. That's the best way.
At least I know I can get over it now because of all the situations I've had. But I said that to my mum the other day when I came home, like, from this whirlwind week. And she was like, oh, so what's going to happen now? Is he going to go back to Canada? And I was like, yeah, but we're going to China, and blah, 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 blah. And she was like, yeah, but Summer, like, well, he's probably just going to go home and, you know, it's going to fizzle out. And I was like, Mum, you're being so negative. And she was like, well, you know, I just know what you're like, you know, I was like, well, if it does happen, I'll get over it in a day, won't I? She was like, well, then it's not real then, is it? And I was like, and I was personally attacked. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're just killing my vibe right now. I'm in love.
Yeah. Don't fucking say that to me. it could be true, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, usually I feel like you do see a couple of red flags with certain people at the start, which you choose to ignore, don't you? And with my ex, there were incompatibilities, like the listening thing he was terrible at. And I need to be understood, like you, like we have to feel like really like they're engaging with us and asking us loads of questions. Because if someone doesn't understand you, how can they claim to like you or love you, right?
Totally, yeah.
But you'd think that was obvious, but he would just, I'd be talking and he'd sometimes just not even respond. Or I'd be like, hello, you're like, you're there. Like,
oh,
and he'd
God.
Be like, yeah. And I'd be like, do you feel like you understand me? Because I sometimes feel you don't. I'd be like, yeah, of course I do. And then I'd ask him all these questions, trying to analyze him, because that's my love language, because I want him to do it to me. And you love how you want to be loved.
Yeah.
And he just thinks I'm interrogating him. He was like, is there a problem here? Why are you asking me all these questions?
I'm like, no. Interested.
Yeah, it was a complete like mismatch and it like a miscommunication of love languages.
Yeah.
And so then when it did eventually dump me, I thought I probably only did get over it in one day, because deep down I knew that he wasn't for me. Whereas I feel like if this ended now with my new one, my new one.
the new boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. If it happened then I feel I would be upset because he hasn't done anything wrong. So it'd be this whole what if thing. Like there's.
I mean, you spent a good week with him, didn't you? Like, and if you were leaving London, going to another destination, like you've like completed quite a lot. Like some people don't have like an overnight stay or whatever for like 3 weeks, and then go and visit another city. Like you've done a lot. So
take your makeup off, lay in bed with them, and also the silence as well. Like you can't talk that whole time. Like you're going to be in silence, getting ready, like getting out the shower.
You've had the silent moment with him as well. You've been like,
of course.
You two are fucking. You are up there. Shit, silence, awkward, unnormal silence is like that is poor. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also my mum, her love language is right. They're acts of service, so it's like the opposite of ours really, because I don't really think about that. When it happens, it's nice, isn't it? When they make you tea or they bring you food or do stuff for you, but. I can take it or leave it really, but that's hers, and she doesn't like touch and she can't do words. It just doesn't work for her.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And her boyfriend's the same. So they will sit on different sofas and.
Oh my God, no.
No.
I can't even hear you say it. If my boyfriend sat on the other sofa, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh my God.
Hello.
Do we need to go to counselling?
Yeah, we need couples therapy because you're not getting this shit. Either there's a problem and you haven't told me about it. Like, communicate with me. Come on, we do this very, very well. Oh no, I would. It's funny about acts of service because I was dating this guy who he was all about that. Like, he just wanted to just give and buy me things and pick me up and. Like one day he like picked me up from my house and like it drove me. He just did everything in that way. And I was like, that's so nice. God, you're like a really genuine, good, decent human. But in the morning, rather than like making me a cup of tea and bringing it to me in bed, which is lovely, still free to do that. Like you can do that as well as, but if you just say you love me in the morning, I'm set for the day because I'll think about that when I'm doing my hair. I'm like, but you said you love me. I won't be thinking like, oh, but you bought me tea. Fuck the coffee. Like, bring it anyway. But also tell me you love me. Like, I don't think that's too much to ask. Summer, I want to play a little game with you if it's all right. We play this game called Love the Way You Lie with our guests. And what we do is we get you to tell us either three stories or sentences up to how you want to do it.
Right.
Two of which I don't know how I get this wrong every week. Two of which are a lie. No, two of which are the truth and one's a lie. Okay, so three stories, two true, one lie. Does that make sense?
Wait, let me think.
Okay, have a little think.
Well, I've got one.
Okay. And then I can ask you a question on each story to try and like get
okay. Okay,
and
cool.
I suspect a Cluedo, so I'm pretty fucking good at this, okay?
Okay, cool. Right, so I'm only going to do the sentence because I've only had 2 seconds to think of a lie here, right?
Okay, so number one,
I was seeing a guy for a couple of months. He looked a bit like Jesus. and it was all going well, but then he took me on holiday to a cabin in the woods, turned into a complete psychopath, went down my phone and wouldn't let me leave the cabin. That's it, that's the first story.
Wow. Okay. Story one. Cabin fever. Fuck. Okay. Story two.
I was seeing a hippie. A little bit hippie-ish.
You're so going to Bali. Jesus and hippies. You are. I know. So going to Bali. Okay.
But he was probably one of the most gorgeous people you've ever seen in your life, and I thought he was going to like teach me the ways and take me up the mountains. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then we took mushrooms together.
Right.
Had a trip. He went basically missing and ghosted me and never spoke to me again. And I still don't know where he is to this day.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Story two, hippie trip. Fine. Literally. Okay.
Story three.
Yeah.
I went on a first date with this guy. Really fancied him, but he was talking out of his ass. But I ended up going back to his mug and had sex. When we woke up in the morning, there was a note under his pillow. I pulled it out. There was a piece of paper ruffling. So I pulled it out and it said, Josh or whatever his name was, please remember to use that lube I got you. Love from Samantha. So then I woke him up and was like, what the hell is this? And he was just laughed it off, and that was that, and I blocked him.
Wow. Okay. Story three. Okay, pillow lube. So, story one, cabin fever.
Oh, no, not the question.
Yeah. Story two, hippie. Story three, pillow lube. So, cabin fever.
Pillow lube.
it's how I remember things. Cabin fever. How long did you go for?
It was supposed to be 3 days, but I basically told him that we're just friends. I don't really want to go for 3 days. I was already over him at this point, but he said, we've got to go as friends because I've already paid for it. So I was like, all right, then it'll be fine. So only two nights. That's the answer.
Okay, right. Okay. And then hippie trip. Yeah. How long? So he went missing, as in just like left, ran away, and you just never heard again, or you heard from him after the trip?
No, so basically we fell asleep.
Yeah.
Woke up in the morning. He was no longer there. Texted him. He replied saying, oh, I've just popped out. That was it. Never heard from him again. I don't know if I'm blocked, but that's it. So I wonder if he's all right. I wonder if he took an overdose or something.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then pillow lube. Josh and Samantha. So Josh is the guy we think. Okay. I got no questions on three, actually. So number two, I think, is 100% truth. Mm-hmm. And the lie is either, which one is the lie? Fuck. I kind of want them both to be true. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with three is the lie.
Wrong.
Is number one the lie?
I'm so creative. No, number two is the lie.
Oh, fuck a duck. You honestly, I get this. I don't mean to blow my own trumpet. Blah, 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 blah. Blow my own trumpet. But I usually get this right every week. So number two is the lie.
Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good
fucking
on the spot?
Hell. You nailed that. Absolutely. Okay, so now I have got questions. So cabin
creativity.
Fever,
yeah.
He went through your phone. Like, so, what? Like, who's this boy? Who's that girl? Like, what?
Well, what actually happened is that we were seeing each other for like 2 months, but then I got the ick, right? Because you know, like, it's really random things that give you the ick, isn't it? So he had this long Jesus hair, which was fine. But when he got out of the shower one day and it was all wet and like scraggly, and he like laid on top of me and it was like all dripping down me. Oh, and that, I was like, nah, do you know what? I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So I called him up and said, listen, I don't have feelings anymore. And he was like, oh, listen, I've fucking booked this cabin. We're fucking going and blah, blah, blah. And I've never had someone like be so, you know, thingy with me, so aggressive towards the situation. And I was kind of, I don't know what to do. I feel bad. And I was crying like, no, just take your mum, please. I can't come. Because I was worried I was going to be 5 hours away from home. But my mum was like, oh, she'd met him and she thought he was all right. So she was like, I'll just go. It's a free holiday. Do you know what I mean? What's the worst that can happen? So then I went there, and then first day was fine, but I was literally sitting on the other sofa, like, don't touch me vibes. And I had to get in the bedroom. Do you know what I mean? I'd been sleeping for 2 months, felt a bit deep. Like, he's not disgusting, but he tried to cuddle me in the bed, and I was like, get off me. Like, literally that bad. So then the second night I thought, all right, I've been a bit of a bitch. Let me like be a bit nicer, but still no touch or hug or nothing. Me and Ryan went to the pub for a dinner. We were meant to be going home the next morning. By the way, he's a raging alcoholic, so he woke up in the morning and started drinking straight away.
Amazing.
Red flag. So then I was a bit pissed in the pub, but it was all going well. And then I literally got up and went to the toilet for 5 seconds. Like, a wee is so quick. I came back and it was a different persona. And so he's standing up and he's like, fuck you, fuck this. Like, you fucking bitch, you fucking slag. And I'm like, wait, what? And I realised that my phone's unlocked on the table. So he's gone down it. And I was thinking, do you know what I thought? I hope it's the text with the boy, not the text with my mates. Because you know what the girls' group chats are like.
Yeah, 20 times worse. Yeah.
I think he would have killed me because I was like, ugh, like, he's so cringe. He's getting on my nerves, that kind of thing. Yeah. But it was just some text with a boy. Like, so I went outside and I was like, what's the matter? I've told you we're just friends. And he was screaming in my face. And then he was like, no, we're going to go back inside now. You're going to finish your fucking food. You can't, and all this. Serious. And
then
I started to cry because I was panicked because I have to go back to the room with him after this. Like, how awkward.
Yeah.
And then, But then he turns all a bit weird and he's like, you're so beautiful when you cry and blah, blah, blah.
No. Oh, my God. What?
Like, you just don't know a person. And here I am still going to fucking Thailand.
But you think
you know a person. And then, yeah, and then after that, it was just like, we had to go back to the room with him. He was like, wouldn't leave the room. I was screaming. It was like a full-on Meghan McKenna meltdown. Like, I was like, leave me alone, get out. He was like up in his room, like drinking alcohol, God knows what. And in the morning, I was like, I want to go home now. And he was like, no, we'll leave when I say we're leaving and all this shit.
Wow,
really bad. The worst dating experience. I think it was scarred me a little bit, but in the end, I was on the phone to my mum and she was like, put him on the fucking phone now, and that was enough. Yes, I could have just got the train home, to be honest, but
no, I love that. Good, mama stepped in. Good.
Yeah, so yeah, that's probably okay. The worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Right, what we're gonna do now, listeners questions and stories, is where we get someone sharing their stories and we can we don't have to give advice. I always do because I can't keep my mouth shut. So exactly. Feel free if you hear something that you want to step in. First, we have got, it's a dating story, so this is just a story and it's from John. Let's go.
So I signed up to Tinder a couple of years ago and started speaking to this person called Emma. And I liked her photos and I liked what the description said about her personality and being bubbly and having a laugh and like to explore things and quite adventurous, and it was just like myself. And then we were talking off the app, on WhatsApp and then on social media as well, and we were sending photos to each other and this and that. And then after about 3 weeks, we met up. And by this time, I did have feelings for this person. And I met up with Emma, and it turned out to be a man. And I was in so much shock, but I had feelings for this person. So to be honest, it didn't really matter that it was a man, but I was so upset by it. I was just like, what the hell? Like, I'm straight, I don't see myself with a man, but I had feelings for Emma, and it turned out to be a guy, and it was really upsetting and really damaging on my mental health. It caused me a lot of distress, and now I've been single for 4 years and I just can't trust people. So yeah.
Oh my God, a lot to unpack.
Oh John, I know, shit, that's like fuck, that's a catfish on top of a catfish. You're not just, you're getting a whole other gender.
And the way that man had the confidence to turn up and just be a man. Do you know what I mean?
That's fucking unfair of Emma, whoever Emma, you know, Emma, whether Emma is trans or whatever. That's really fucking unfair. You're then playing with someone's, like you said, his mental health.
His sexuality. He's questioning himself, like, exactly. Oh, am I a gay? And do you know what? I don't know, like, but he's probably not gay. Like, he's probably not. Like, because he thought it was a woman, but it's fucked him up so much. Now he's confused, like, about himself. Which, I don't know. Like, I feel sorry for
him. If you're dating and you're out, like, don't trick people, because I don't think people really understand the effects of someone's long-term mental health. Like, when you get fucked over, it can really, really ruin you for many years to come, and it can actually stay with you forever. So Emma, you've now, you know, that you've really messed with someone's mind, and that is not cool or not fair. So I know this is a story and not advice, but Emma, fucking hell, like, have a heart and think of other people. Not so much. I was going to say some really mean things then, but there's no need, is there? And there's no need to name call.
Emma's probably got her own issues. That's what I'd say to John. My unwarranted advice, basically, would be just to know that that's a very extreme situation that does not happen all the time. And
no,
I don't. And like Emma, as much as you want to blame them, they're probably in a really dark place, or they've got their reason. So don't take it personally, John. You're great.
Yeah, John. It's not you. It's Emma. Definitely. Whatever Emma's real name is. Okay, now we've got some advice. So, like, we can actually give advice now, and they want it, like John. So, Kelly, so I'm going to read this one out. This isn't a voice note. So, Kelly, I've been dating a guy for a couple of months. We're getting on really well, and I've been on some lovely dates. With Christmas coming up, I don't know whether I should buy him a small present or not. I want to, but I don't want him thinking I'm too keen. But if I don't get him one and he buys me one, that's really awkward. What should I do? Summer, what would your advice be?
Mine would be get him something funny, like get him something a little bit not deep, like don't, oh my god, please don't get him anything that was over 20 quid, just don't do it, because you just don't know, like it could go really wrong and then you'll spend the 3 months hating yourself for even spending money on him. Do you know what I mean? So I think get him something funny, maybe like a like a private joke that you have or something like that. I remember my first boyfriend, I had this situation. I was like 18 at the time, but we'd, our first date, we went to like an aquarium, or no, not an aquarium, literally just like a shop with fish tanks in it, right? But it was funny because we had this date of going into these weird shops. And so I got him literally like a toy lobster. That was one of them, and like some other thing. And he kept it. It was like a toy and he kept it for our whole relationship. And it, at least it, you're thinking of him, but it's not that deep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think that is actually a really good response. Something funny is good. And if you can't think, if you're not very good with presents, I'm not great at presents because it's not my love language. You can always do an experience. You know, you can always take someone, like you went to London Dungeon. Is it London Dungeon? Is that
okay? Yeah.
But you can do that. You can do... there's so many things. Go ice skating. It doesn't have to be. Remember, when you're first dating someone, it doesn't have to be brilliant. Like, it doesn't have to be the best fucking present in the world. It could be, it's just more the gesture to show that, like, I like you. But like you said, if you get someone something funny, it's like, you know, I'm also not being too keen, because I think we do get labelled sometimes as being like, once you buy someone a nice, really thoughtful gift, it's just being nice. It's just such a lovely thing to do. But it can be a bit like...
It also depends where you're at in your relationship with him. Like, is he telling you he's got feelings for you? How fast is it moving? Because it wouldn't be weird if I bought Matt something, would it?
No, because you and Matt are like well advanced, like you're way
so it really depends how much validation he's giving you.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're thinking about this deeply, then I don't think that he's giving you enough.
No, yeah, it's, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So maybe don't bother.
Maybe just don't do it at all. Just don't fucking get him anything. And or if he gets you something, win-win.
Safe bet, hotel for a night. He'll love that.
Hotel for a night with some nice underwear. That would be, that's a fucking treat. I sometimes think that I'm the fucking present. I'll do a little dance. It might be a bit shit, but I'll give it my best shot.
Get some underwear for yourself and just make it like it's for him. That of work in full enough.
There you go. I hope, Kelly, we've helped you, / probably just confused you, but you know, that's what we do.
She was probably hoping for Pete to give her advice, and I'm here like,
I know. She's like, Pete, you sound different to me. Pete is still, guys, on a sunbed. He's still drinking tequila shots from the sunbed, wishing he was in a hot country. It might just be that he's a little bit jealous that I'm different. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm going to Bali today. So it might be he's upset about that, can't communicate it, and that's why he's not here. But we've got summer.
Well, I'm coming for his job.
Yeah, exactly. Pete, if you're not fucking careful, we've got another voice note. So Jemima, we've got a story. Jemima's going to tell us a nice little story. Go for it, Jemima.
Me and my ex-boyfriend had been together for 4 years, and I'm a big giver of presents. I love buying people presents. And we had recently moved and I'd got a new job, and he had a very well-paid job. And I was just kind of waitressing, just waiting for something else. So I wasn't earning a lot of money, but I was like, you know what, I'll save. And I was like thinking about Christmas presents kind of from August. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to save, get him something nice. You know, we've had a busy big year. Get a nice present. So I ended up spending about £200 on him for Christmas. Bought him some really nice aftershave, bought him a really like bougie dressing gown. Like little mini like stocking fillers. I did him a stocking. I did all these really cute little things that I put a lot of thought into, as I do with any gift. And he bought me a jar of Marmite with my name on it. And that was it. Nothing else. He thought that that was a very, very good present. And I just smiled and said thank you.
Oh, Jemima. Fuck.
This goes back to Kelly. Was that her name? Kelly. This is what...
Yeah, Kelly was... Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly, this is why you don't put too much thought into it.
Yes. Exactly. Fucking hell. I've been bought some really fucked up presents before. I got a wooden dog, which has actually made an entrance into this show. I can show you. His name's Bruno if you want. He's a wooden French bulldog. I have an obsession with French bulldogs, and my ex knew that and didn't get me one. He got me a wooden one. But the best part was it was wrapped in a suitcase. So for my birthday, I got a suitcase and a wooden dog. So I feel you, Jemima. I feel your pain. Have you, I mean, 4 years, you'd think your fucking partner would know you by now. Was that a piss tape? Oh, they broke up. So Georgia, our producers, just told us that they broke up 6 months later. Damn fucking right they did.
That's not someone. I feel like she might have, I feel like he was obviously in a different, completely different headspace, or taking it just not as seriously at all, because what the fuck?
After 4 years, you know that you're, and also again, it comes back to like that whole love language thing. If you know your partner loves gifts, if your partner, you know, your partner loves hugs, if you know your partner loves words of affirmations or whatever it is, do it, because it's just a really fucking nice thing to do. Like, I like hugs. I would love it if my partner made an effort to hug me more. That it's very, very simple. She likes gifts, and you know that because you've been together 4 years, and she obviously buys you, and she had spent a lot of money on you for Christmas. Fucking marmalade. Unless she's got an obsession with it, fucking hell. No,
and
I'm
she
glad.
And she works a job where she didn't get paid a lot, and he was rich.
Did she say that?
Yeah, he earned a very well-paid job, like very rich, and she was a waitress, so she had to properly save and think about it for months.
Oh my god, this is like my ex. This is the story of my story. This, I feel like, do you mind?
It's a story of my life.
My story, like, you date rich people and they buy you fucking marmalade and suitcases. Maybe it's the thing. Maybe it's why they're so rich, because they're tight as fuck.
Yes. But wait, was he trying to be funny, do you reckon?
Like, well, it's not very fucking funny, is it? I mean,
I'd be waiting for the joke. I'd be sitting there like, I'd literally say, are you joking?
Yeah, like, oh, you're really funny today. This, you've gone above and beyond. Like, where's the next fucking thing? Also, if you're not spending Christmas together, imagine being at your parents' house and you're like, oh, I'm just going to open my present from John. And then you open it and the parents are like, oh, what did he get you? Oh my God, it's so small. And did he? It must be something really expensive. And you're like, yeah, it's marmalade.
Yeah, Marmite.
Is it Marmite?
Was it right? No, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right. I'm really good. See, I'm really good at listening. My communication. Maybe this is why I'm still single. It was Marmite. Yeah, it is. Maybe this is why I'm single, because I think I hear things. You know, when you bring up and you're like, you said on Tuesday 13th that this is going to happen. And they're like, I didn't say that. I'm like, no, you did, because I've either dreamt it or you did. That's me in a relationship. This is why I'm still single.
Same. I don't know why we think we're the experts to do this, to be honest.
I always say at the end of this that definitely not an expert. And I'm also all right with not being an expert, because I like to learn. That's my excuse, how I get out of it every time. I'm learning.
We're learning from each other.
Learn from each other. Learning to be a better person and a better girlfriend to someone in the future. Summer, thank you so, so much. Like, if you have just tuned in, I don't know what the fuck you've been doing. If you've tuned in halfway through, so Pete decided not to turn up today. And we had Summer on as, we had a couple of guests today. Summer was one of them. And we actually called her back and said, do you mind just stepping in, basically being Pete? Because he is not here. And you did. You've just, honestly, like, you've done incredibly well. You've just turned up. You're like, fuck it, yeah. And you've been so, so, so good. So credit to you. Thank you for being my partner.
Thank you. And I know that I can put it in my TikTok, so.
Yes, you can. Yes, you fucking hell. Now I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
On your TikTok.
Oh. And everyone will be like, oh my God, that's crazy. Your life's so crazy. And I'll be like, yeah, but that's because I take the opportunity when it comes.
That is the motto. Take the fucking opportunity. Guys, if you don't know where to find us, we are on all the socials, Instagram, the dating underscore show. You can find us on FUBAR Radio. We are here most weeks unless Pete doesn't turn up. But thank you for listening. I'm not going to sing today. I just don't feel it. I just don't feel it in my bones. But thank you so much and have a lovely weekend.
And also follow me on every social media.
Oh yeah, and if you don't know where to follow Summer, where can we find you? What's your
So my at on everything is Summer Fox.
Summer Fox.
Underscore Summer, underscore or something.
Underscore.
But I'll come up at the top, not. Obviously.
Yeah. She'll be at number one, Summer Fox. Do follow her actually, because her fucking TikTok is brilliant. If you don't know about the Matt story, it is jokes. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Peace out.